You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back, Old School, Nate Brennan, Jay Foreman. One or two more segments for the end of the hour. We're blessed to have Strick giving us some knowledge. He got up close and personal right there last night with the Huskers, and they're starting their season off 1-0. So you always want to give Nebraska the props, that winning feeling after they started off last year 0-1. Last second, quick game three, busted right in your eye by Western Illinois. So new team. And hopefully a new year, new outcomes as well. So you want to give, those basketball players props because, the funny thing is no different in football. You can have all these new pieces, practice, and you just never know how the game's going to go. And Maine came in and played well. They came in, was down at halftime, I think about 12, came out in that, first 2 or 3 minutes of that second half and really got after it, started hitting some shots. But Huskers were able to weather the storm and then go from there. So it's good to always have that winning feeling. Hopefully that's a little good luck rubbed off on the football team as they go up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and, battle those Wolverines. But I wanted to get your opinion, Nate Brennan, since you're a Virginia Tech and Indianapolis Colt extraordinaire. Tell me your initial reaction to Jeff Saturday becoming the head coach, and do you think – I wonder if the NFL can, charge you with tanking. Do you think they're tanking?
I literally was just about to say my first reaction is that they're going to get investigated for tanking. They made it very obvious. The thing is, Jeff Saturday, great guy.
He is.
Great NFL
smart,
mind.
And he's smart.
Good friends with Jim Irsay.
Yeah, for sure. One of the best players that ever played at the Colts.
Ring of Honor.
I just wonder how you came. And they have Gus Bradley on their staff.
Jay, they don't have a single coach
but they
on
have
the
Gus,
team right
but,
now.
But they have head coaching experience on
they
their staff.
They do, but they don't have a single coach on the roster that's a part of the team that's ever called a play in the NFL.
Well, you know what?
Ever called a play in the NFL. They don't have one on the team.
You've been in Indianapolis before, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So downtown they have that big gaming place right downtown. Mm-hmm. Well, they can just go get somebody up and say, I want your best Madden play call. And just have it. Jim Irsay always tweets out about giving away free tickets. Well, just give away a free offensive coordinator job and say, I want the guy that has the best offense in Madden to coach my team.
It's gotten disastrous. And now you got to look at you brought in Matt Ryan, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, won an MVP.
And benched him
and
quickly.
And Irsay said that he isn't going to play the rest of the season even if he's healthy. You're throwing out – and the thing is, too, you got to remember, they have Nick Foles, a Super Bowl MVP, as their backup. And they're starting a kid who's never played a snap.
Nick Foles is on their team?
Nick Foles is the backup. Aww. Super Bowl MVP.
Are you serious?
And you're starting a kid that's never played a snap in the NFL. And on top of that, you hire an interim head coach who not only hasn't coached in the NFL, hasn't coached in college, and has only coached
coach
in high school. Guess what his record was as a high school head coach?
0-8.
3-7. I don't know how it works. I know the NBA has strict rules on tanking. They're going to get investigated.
Wonder what's going to happen.
Because this is, I mean, they are blatantly tanking. This is about as obvious as it possibly gets. And it's, again, I'm rooting
for them. You don't think Saturday can do it?
The thing is, I don't know. How can anyone know?
I don't necessarily.
He's never coached.
I don't necessarily. I think from a leadership standpoint.
Oh, he'll be great.
I think he's fine.
He'll be great.
Now, as far as game management and all that, I'm hoping somebody on the here's what I'm hoping.
No one's called to play.
Hold on, just listen. Just relax here.
Dang.
Relax. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's coming in there from a leadership standpoint, and Ursay obviously trusts him. You have John Fox on here who's gotten the Carolina plant. He had the Carolina Panthers year in and year out to the Super Bowl, or to the playoffs. Built a team, you know what I mean? Been in some adverse situations and won. And he took a team to the Super Bowl. He's your senior defensive assistant. So I'm assuming Jeff Saturday would lean heavily on him. Game management, clock management, getting the schedule right, so forth and so on. It's just that Ursay really believes in Jeff Saturday from a leadership standpoint, and he trusts him. So I think he'll be all right there. And then you have a veteran defensive coordinator in Gus Bradley. So you think that the offense or the defense is fine, right? And I think
the defense is top 10 in the NFL.
So I think that John Fox will take on a lot of the stuff that he doesn't know. You know what I mean? Because he's done it. He's been in the league, NFL, for 40 years. Now, as far as offense goes, who knows?
You fired your offensive coordinator. You fired your head coach that called the plays.
That's where I would think they're more tanking because of that. Because I would just purely look at the quarterback position. Matt Ryan was a part of all your wins, comeback wins, right?
Yes.
And in your offensive line, which is the highest paid in the league,
is awful.
Has underperformed to a degree that's not even – I mean –
it's never been seen before. It's
Q
disastrous.
Nelson, two years ago, you're thinking he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He forgot how to play football.
He looks horrible this year. So then I think, like, okay, Jeff Saturday can immediately help with that, right? Fox helping. But as far as with your quarterback decisions, and then when the head – or when the owner is saying we're going to bench a Hall of Fame quarterback, leapfrog, like you say, NFL MVP, and Nick Foles has shown –
Super Bowl MVP.
Or Super Bowl. Sorry about that.
Matt Ryan has been in the league MVP.
I had him backwards. But Foles has shown in these type of situations, he actually performs better than when he's the guy.
100%.
So now
that's why they brought him in.
Right. That's what we're talking the same thing. We're jiving here. That's where I really think I would approach them as far as tanking. And then you put in a guy that has no business, let alone potentially being in the NFL, let alone starting.
Never played a snap. Who was on the practice squad? Right. They called up off the practice squad.
Right.
Also, I gotta roast someone right now because Texter says in the text, Matt Ryan Hall of Fame, you now have no credibility. Matt Ryan all time, top 10 passing yards, top 10 touchdowns, top 10 completions. We can go through Matt Ryan's single season accolades, NFL MVP, NFL Offensive Player of the Year, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, First Team All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler, NFL Passing Rating Leader, NFL Completion Percentage Leader, Burt Bell Award, Manning Award, Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, just to name a few, including top 10 passing yards, touchdowns, and all-time completions.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Matt Ryan is certainly a Hall of Famer. It would be a travesty if he didn't make the Hall of Fame.
You know what's crazy is when I'm looking at the Colts coaching staff, they went heavy on defense. Like, you got to think, here's their D. Gus Bradley, 33 years.
Gus Bradley's a good coach.
Well-respected defensive coordinator, one of the best at going. John Fox, your senior defense assistant, 40 years, and obviously was really good as a head coach. Then you have where's the other guy in there? You have Cato June, who's your assistant linebackers coach. He's been experienced there 12 years, and everybody knows he's played there, but he's their assistant linebacker coach. Ron Millis, 32 years, is your defensive back coach. right? I mean, this is all experience on there, right? And then their assistant defensive back coach is Mike Mitchell. Remember him, the safety? Hard-hitting Mike Mitchell was for real with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he played the last few years with the Colts, so he kind of came through their internship. This is his first year. So now they have veteran guys backed up with guys that are learning experience. And so you have recent player knowledge with veteran coaches. So they're covered on the front and the back end. And then they have Nate Olley, who's been in coaching in the NFL defensive line. Probably he's the youngest one, 8 years, right?
And the thing
Hold on.
Is,
I'm not done yet. Okay. They have crazy. Richard Smith as their linebacker coach. Been coaching in the NFL for 44 years. He interviewed me when I was at the combine. Okay. He's coached everywhere and been had successful. But on the offense, you have absolutely nobody. And you know what's weird is their offensive line.
The kid calling
is,
plays is the assistant quarterback coach.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've never even heard of him before.
Parks Frazier?
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Look,
he's 30.
He looks like he should be like just graduating college.
He probably did.
Yeah, it's and then here's the thing is like you have offensive quality control, Brian Bratton. These guys right here, Zane Fakes right here. He has no time. Joe Hastings. Oh, well, he's assistant special teams. They have an interesting guy on their assistant offensive line coach, Kevin Mawai. Who was he's a Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
Let me
so
ask you this,
it's crazy that nobody else on their offensive staff, Scotty Montgomery,
they don't give a damn,
has any type of longevity as far as coaching. Oh, and I want to tell you this about their assistant defensive line coach, Matt Rake, has been coaching for 26 years. So they just went heavy defense, offense, just do what you want.
And the thing that let me ask you this, because you look at that defense, you have elite veterans, top 100 NFL guys, Stephon Gilmore, Darius Leonard, DeForest Buckner. At all three levels of the defense, you have elite all-pro guys.
Right.
What message does this say to them with this madness?
It would be
as a player,
right,
as someone that played a high level, I would be livid.
Yeah, well,
like,
well,
what
here's the
hell did I sign up for? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only that, you're thinking your career, longevity. You know, say you're up for a contract. You know, if you're on a crappy team, you're not. They're not coming. They want winners. I mean, you're not even having a chance. I mean, you're part of a franchise that's looked at as a joke.
Literally, they are trying to get the number one overall pick.
You guys are looked at as a joke now. And this isn't directly tied to Jeff Saturday. This started when you benched Matt Ryan.
I agree.
This started when you benched Matt Ryan. Then you fired your offensive coordinator.
You traded Nyheim Hines for a bag of chips.
Right. And a half a Gatorade. They gave you, you know, they drink half the Gatorade. So here you have the half.
You have that in a fifth rounder.
Yeah,
for who Frank Reich described as the best athlete on the field.
Right, and Jonathan Taylor has been hurt, and he's the great compliment to him.
He is,
and he's the glue guy.
Yes,
he's a locker room guy.
I mean,
he
was drafted there. I mean,
right.
He's been
so
there forever.
So the guy that's a glue in your locker room that's really kind of helped you groom Jonathan Taylor. Is the guy that you trade him away.
For a bag of chips.
For a bag of chips. to the team in your same conference. Yeah, it's. I doubt the NFL will come at them as far as like tanking, but they are obviously tanking. I can tell you what, I almost full fledged finishing the season, but I might have to come up with a hammy. One of them long hamstrings.
The thing is, though, do you buy back in? Say they do get like a Bryce Young or CJ Stroud, because that I don't know who Ursay likes. He hasn't said, but it's got to be one of those two, right?
But they're still rookies.
It has
to be.
Still
Darius Leonard, all the guys you just lent.
Those are veterans.
Right, these are guys that are not at the end of their career. They've been through this before. They saw Andrew Luck get destroyed,
right.
And Carson Wentz. They've been through this before. This is going to be fire sale, dude. This is it. Those dudes right now, if they just bought houses, they're going home, so they can call their real estate agent. Then they're calling their regular agent. Get me up out of here ASAP. Now, if you can. Which you can't because the trade deadline's over. But as soon as the season, you can't have any trust. You can't come in there as a – unless you're giving me another contract to kind of like make me feel like okay, cool, some more money. But in the NFL, you can't come in there and tell grown men that you're trying to win and you're doing everything opposite. Because they're not believing what – here's the difference
they're
in the NFL. These guys are highly paid. They're not listening to anything you say. They're going off what you do.
These guys aren't stupid. You're telling me, really, after everything you've done, you're telling me – because Ursay said – he said, we are not tanking. He said, we are still built to win now. Are you kidding me?
The two best quarterbacks ain't playing. And everybody knows, in this league, if you don't have a quarterback that can play the position, at least play the position, you ain't winning.
They have an MVP.
Well, you ain't winning.
And Super Bowl MVP.
You ain't winning. So it don't matter what – you can have the best defense in the world. And we saw that just last Saturday. Not the best defense in the world. You can have a great defensive effort. If you ain't playing efficiently at the quarterback position or offensively, or if you're not efficient, you're not winning. The league is too good. And who are you going to beat? You're going to have a trouble. They're going to have trouble beating Houston. And that's
they already tied once.
Right. But now, that was with Matt Ryan. Now this dude in there.
Well, they got the toilet bowl this weekend. They're playing the Raiders.
The Raiders are going to beat the brakes off of them.
You think? The Raiders got their own set of issues.
Raiders will get a lead and just give it up. So you'll always be in the game against the Raiders. Either penalties.
Sam Ehlinger. And the thing is, too, I honestly feel terrible for Sam Ehlinger that he's not going to be the guy that's blamed for all that. He's not going to get another job in the NFL because of this. Because he's going to look awful with a terrible offensive line. You traded away one of your best weapons on offense. And I'm the same way with you. You will see guys just have a hamstring injury here pretty soon.
Right.
What the hell are you going to play for?
Right. Why am I going to risk
my body? If ownership is showing you this, why would you play? Sam Ehlinger is going to be the one that's the scapegoat, and he's going to be out of the NFL in 3 years because of it. And it honestly is kind of messed up.
And he's going to take a beating.
He had 9 sacks last week. 9.
Yeah, some of it probably was on him holding the ball, but he's about to take a beating.
And I feel bad for the kid. I really do. Because it's not his fault.
I don't feel bad. He went to Texas.
He didn't sign up for this.
I don't feel bad. He went to Texas. Hey, I got the texter here right here. 7449, Matt Ryan, Hall of Famer. Yes, he is. Yes, and we do have plenty of credibility. He's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely, he's a Hall of
Famer. Yeah, and the thing is with Matt Ryan, he was sold a bill of goods that didn't come to fruition. He's like, man, I'm leaving Atlanta, who had a horrible offensive line, which he performed well last year individually, thinking I'm going to Indianapolis with one of the highest paid offensive line with some really good players, and they played absolutely horrible.
Trash.
And I don't know why, though. It's not like they're old. It's not.
It literally makes no sense, Jay.
Yeah, it's just like.
It makes no sense.
All of them are playing bad. It'd be different if, you know, because everybody's, you know, has a bad year. You say you're battling through some injuries and you're just trying to fight through it and you can't move. I get all that. But all 5 of them are hot
garbage. The highest paid guard in the NFL, the highest paid right tackle, and the highest, top 5 highest paid center.
And at the time that he signed his contract, he was the highest paid center. Man.
And they're all in their prime.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they were a little older, say they was like 33 or something, they kind of, you know, they don't recover. These guys are right in their prime playing like hot garbage.
I was literally saying Quentin Nelson has been an all-pro every year he's been in the NFL. He's one of the best linemen in the NFL.
Right.
And he looks lost. I mean, it's so bad. They're missing assignments. I mean, this isn't even physically, too. Like, right. Half the time they don't even know what play is being called.
But I think the first thing Jeff Saturday is going to do is be in that meeting with them.
You think?
Oh yeah, because he's going to call him to the carpet. That's what.
And
he
has all the credibility.
Oh yeah,
one of the best centers of all time.
My name's up there, and he's the head coach. So he's so he's going to be watching that position like no other. Mm-hmm. So if anything, you're going to see an uptick in how they're going to play. The only thing that that can ring true is that's going to help run attack. But you don't. But you're not playing either one of the quarterbacks that give you a chance to win. So even if that offensive line performs like the Dallas Cowboys offensive line when they had Emmitt, you ain't got nobody that can deliver the mail. And you have receivers. So at that point in time, you are tanking. Once you put Ellinger in there, the season's over. Over. And it's not like he a number one draft choice like Green
He's
Bay.
He's a six-rounder.
Like, I love in there. If once Green Bay gets out of the playoff, you might be like, hey, Aaron Rodgers, you know, we're about to move you in the offseason. Sit down for the season. This dude, he showed up and you got it.
he was on the practice squad.
Right. He just now getting that for his first check. Ain't even cleared yet. He ain't even got his benefit package yet. They're being on the full team. So that's our Colts rant. I feel sorry for some of them players, man. I've been in some bad situations down in Houston where we know we're going to win, but I ain't never seen nothing like this. So I was tickled to death. So I knew I was going to get to ask you about it today, about your Colts. So
I'm glad I could let it out because it's just a dumpster fire.
You feel better now?
I do feel a little bit better. But honestly, Jim Irsay calling the shots doesn't make me feel any better because he is calling all the shots right now. Chris Ballard has nothing to say. Frank Reich is fired. And now you bring in one of your best friends that's not going to step on your toes.
You think
Irsay was the one that put Jeff Saturday in the Ring of Honor? You think he's going to burn any bridges with him? Absolutely not. Irsay is calling all the shots right now, and that is a scary spot to be in.
And what do you think Ballard's doing?
Sitting back hoping he doesn't get fired. Oh, he's probably next.
Oh, he got to be. Dude, you brought you brought Carson Wentz in. Your time was ticking after that. So, all right, man, we're going to go to break. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And we're going to dive into a little bit of Husker football and see what we got coming up for this week.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.